Happy Monday and welcome to the Big K Morning Show. I'm Larry Richard, and joining us via our V video mix, so you can actually see many of our guests now at kdkradio.com. If you check out our stream, we welcome back Lindsay Ramsey, who is the executive director of Shady Lane School. Lindsay, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
You have school today. Some schools are off, some are in session. It is a federal holiday.
So we are closed today. We are observing Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day. And a lot of our educators in our program are going to the unconference put together by Trying Together.
One of the things that caught our attention is the fact Jordan Anderson of the Post-Gazette categorized this a historic child care crisis. Mm-hmm. Thousands of Pennsylvania kids without access to critical early learning programs. What's your personal experience with this?
It has been an ongoing struggle for the early learning sector, and we have been screaming to the mountaintops for years. This historic childcare crisis has been happening far beyond before the pandemic. The field has never seen the appropriate investments in terms of the demand and need for the work, and also the just what the work embodies and encompasses. Being an early childhood educator is far more than just babysitting. Many of our programs are regulated by the state. We are licensed programs, and we align our lessons for young children with the early learning standards because we are helping them develop and grow and get hard skills and soft skills that will serve them for the rest of their lives. So it's very serious work, and we like to also refer to it as brain science, right, and human development. And we've never had the resources from a national perspective to really financially support and back the work that we're doing. And we are seeing the downfall and effects from that now, specifically for the workforce. Our early childhood workforce has never seen a wage that was appropriate for the hard work that they do. And we are amongst the lowest paid in the nation. And we do some very, very important, crucial work for children. And we also back the workforce ourselves. I often say we are the workforce behind the workforce, because many families rely on our care and our education for young children to be able to comfortably go to work every day.
We're with Lindsay Ramsey, executive director of the Shady Lane School. Lindsay, from what I'm hearing, I'm gathering that a lot of people kind of dismiss the importance of it because the kids are so young, when in reality, developmental stage is really critical that helps set them up for success later. And you're saying the pay scales don't match because people think, oh, were you just babysitting?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I remember when I started back in the field in the early 2000s, I entered the field making $7.50 an hour. And still now we're in 2024, and some educators are still entering the field making $7.50 an hour.
Yeah, absolutely.
At average right now in the state, our degreed educators are only making $15.15, and that's come from a significant push over the pandemic for higher wages. And because of that, you'll see a lot of challenges for our just providers in general, because of the lack of financial backing from a state and federal side. That increase in inflation and wage has put a lot of our program providers and directors in a very hard spot, because they have, it's really hit their labor cost and wage budget on the provider side. So it's hard to operate when things enhance that quickly. But it's needed. It's absolutely needed. And when we think about $15.15 an hour, that still places our educators in a position where they are falling below the federal poverty guidelines. So when we think about that, we have our educators who are still receiving a wage that exposes them to poverty. And they are often serving children who are living in poverty. And of course, related to poverty comes trauma. So we're putting our educators in a position where they're still experiencing trauma, trying to help navigate children and families through their trauma. And it really impacts our communities overall.
Are you helping to get some help? I think Governor Shapiro included some help in his budget.
Mm-hmm. We are constantly every single year getting some help, but never quite what we need. On the advocate side, our advocates from Early Learning Pennsylvania are asking for a $284 million investment for a recruitment and retention initiative that will help support different ways to develop the field and also increase and enhance wages and provide whatever supports that our sector needs to help stabilize the workforce. But even in hindsight, that $284 million is not enough because it's so far placed behind of years and years of asks. So that is what the current ask is for, but we absolutely need more just from the state and federal side, but also from our communities. Like I mentioned before, we're the workforce behind the workforce, and we are helping our economy. We're helping families get back to work. We are helping essential care workers be present to deliver those responsibilities to our community. So it's really important that our community leaders, our business leaders, come together and think strategically about what supports that they can provide for their child care programs, whether it be corporate partnerships, whether it be donations, and really thinking about how our foundations wrap their head around supporting as well.
Well, I know it's important work, and we gotta get you some help. I appreciate you telling the story today on your day off, and good luck. Keep us posted.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me again, Larry. And
you're welcome.
We're going to continue to fight the good fight.
Lindsay Ramsey, Executive Director of Shady Lane School on the Big K Morning Show.